The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There was another bit of a surprise announcement last night, too, and I wanted to share that with you here on The Morning Answer as well. Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright made an announcement, and Sheriff, I appreciate you joining us for a few minutes this morning, and look, I was quite surprised but happy to hear the news. You want to share it with us?
Yes, sir. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you letting me be on your show. I had a lot of people that were asking me if I was going to run again for sheriff, and I went ahead and got the questions answered last night. So the answer is yes. I prayed about it, and I still think we got a lot that we can be doing, and I like the direction we're going in. So, yes, I'm going to run for re-election in 2020, and I just really appreciate all the outpouring of support and love I've already received just since last night.
Wow, and I was so glad to hear that, Sheriff, glad that you're going to run again, because we need you. And I say that very honestly here. I have great admiration for what you do, and we need people like Chuck Wright in law enforcement, and particularly in today's environment. We've been talking all morning, Sheriff, about this unfortunate situation in Fort Worth, Texas, where this young police officer shot and killed this lady in her home. And one of the things, I don't want to get you involved in that conversation necessarily, but I do have a question for you. As far as, aren't you guys, you're having trouble recruiting deputies. Is that a fair statement?
No, we're having trouble recruiting deputies to work at detention.
Okay.
We're putting some incentive packages together, and you know, law enforcement's got all this money, as you all know.
Tongue in cheek.
We're trying to get the best we can get. I mean, I can settle, but the people of Spartanburg don't deserve that, and especially the ones that just make a mistake and have to go visit our jail for a little while. We want the best care possible for them, and you know, it's not the Hilton Inn, it's not Burger King. You can't have it your way there.
Sure.
But we absolutely want to make sure that we have the most professional folks working there, and we have a lot of them there now. We just need to give them some help and make life a little bit better.
Sheriff, I received a text message a few minutes ago from someone, and they were saying that they had heard that as far as training at the when a new officer, you know, is first hired, how many weeks are they trained at our state academy?
Well, they've changed that now. It's 6 weeks at the academy, but it's 4 weeks at the sheriff's office. So
okay.
We start basically doing all the paperwork, the legal work, the things that they can learn online. And then we take them down to they send them down to the academy. They get some pretty intensive training down there. So even though the academy is shortened up, I do not think for one second that our training has slacked off. And going back to this Texas thing, you know, the first thing that came to my mind was training.
Yeah.
We have a great, great, great training program at the sheriff's office, and we are constantly looking for things to help the deputies recognize stuff that, you know, let's just face it, 10 years ago we didn't see none of the stuff that we see
sure.
now, and we have
sure.
to be prepared for it. So we're doing our very best, you know, and it just takes money, and
yeah.
County Council's been really good to us, and hopefully we can find some more money to pay the deputies, because, you know, I was telling the newspaper last night, I told them, and I feel this way still, the sheriff seat, it don't belong to me. It belongs to the people of Spartanburg County. And I want to do my best to keep it clean and keep it honorable. And I'm going to just stay basic and keep going after the bad guy on every option we can.
Sure.
Boring to go get bad guys.
Listen, and again, I have great admiration for what you and the men and women in the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office, any law enforcement anywhere does, because to get up and put a uniform on every day, knowing that you're basically a target, and especially in the environment that we live today. You know, I've been saying all morning, Sheriff, I don't believe that this young officer in Fort Worth, we know that he started with the Fort Worth Police Department in April of last year. I don't believe for a minute he woke up that morning thinking, I'm going to go shoot somebody today.
No, I'm sure he didn't, but I would have to go, if I had to guess, and I don't know anything more about this, but I would just guess training.
Yeah,
You got to train like the Al-Qaeda are coming and hope that the snowflakes out of Utah are coming. That's what they have to do.
One more quick thing, Sheriff. I read the other day, and congratulations. Back to the detention center. I know that you're recruiting officers over there. And one of the things, the attitude that you have is, while you have people in the detention center there in Spartanburg, you want this to be an experience for them that hopefully they'll improve themselves. And part of that is education. And I saw where, I believe it was the 100th inmate had received their GED just recently.
That is correct. And we offer that for a lot of the folks that come in there that, you know, we're one business that do not want repeat customers. So we're trying to give them tools, life skills, and those kind of things. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's really, really, really high percentage. I don't want to call a number because I don't know it for sure. So I don't want to just stab at it. There's a very high percentage of the people who get their education or their life skills in our detention center that absolutely will not be back in our detention center. And that is a win for everyone.
Wow. And that's the whole idea. That's your goal, is to, as you said, you don't want repeat business once they, they're turned out of the Spartanburg County Detention Center, never to come back. Hopefully they learned a life lesson. And, that's just a big deal that you are, trying to help these, men and women in the Spartanburg County Detention Center, get their education. You heard it here first, folks. Sheriff Chuck Wright will be running again. And Sheriff, good luck to you. You know, I support you and just appreciate what you do. You're my sheriff. I live in Spartanburg County, and I just, I appreciate all that you and the men and women in the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office do to keep us safe day in and day out.
Well, God bless you, and thank you very kindly. And listen, I ask for people's prayers and support, and thank you.
And we pray for you every day, Sheriff. Thank you, and have a wonderful Tuesday.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.